Thank you very much and welcome back. USDA crop progress numbers from Monday afternoon. Corn, 73% good to excellent. Soybeans, 70% good to excellent.
Continued rainfall in many areas east of the Rockies
is keeping us with, well, not much bad news to talk about. Week after week, that is true again this week.
Regarding USDA's crop progress reports, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says corn crop progress for the period ending July 27th reflects
76% silking by July 27th. That is 1 point behind the five-year average, but a point ahead of last year, 26% of the U.S. corn reaching the dough stage, 2 points ahead of the five-year average, but 2 points behind last year at this time.
With corn crop condition
still rated significantly higher than a year ago,
soybean crop development, according to Rippey, is at a normal pace. While condition
remains quite good for this time of year, it actually creeping back up to the levels of a couple weeks ago. We have hit once again 70% good to excellent. That is up 2 points from last week. 6% very poor to poor. That is down a point from last week. At this time in July of 2024, we were sitting at 68% good to excellent and 9% very poor to poor. Only 4 of the 18 reporting states are showing a very poor-to-poor rating in the double digits, and in all 4 cases, just barely into that threshold. Texas at 10%, 12% very poor-to-poor in Indiana, 13% in Colorado, 14% in Michigan. You really have to look long and hard to find any large-scale problems with this year's corn crop. The 2025 soybean crop developing basically at a normal pace and looking pretty good for late July. 76% are blooming or beyond by the 27th of July, right on par with the five-year average, a point ahead of last year. Slower progress is confined to just a few areas, mainly in the western corn belt, where we see Nebraska coming in 73% blooming, 85% is the five-year average. Looking at soybeans reaching the pod setting stage by July 27th, that too very close to normal for the nation as a whole, 41%. Five-year average is 42%. We were also at 42% last year at this time. Spring wheat, the crop is virtually all headed out by July 27th, 92% nationally. Montana, the only state with a significant portion of the crop not yet headed, the current value is 73%. The spring wheat harvest getting underway in some of the southern and western production areas. Nationally, just 1% complete by July 27th. Five-year average is 3%, but progress is picking up quickly now in Washington State, where it's been very dry, 11% harvested, and South Dakota getting underway in the last several days, now 10% harvested. Spring wheat condition, currently only 49% good to excellent, 18% very poor to poor. Compare that to last year at this time when we were at 74% good to excellent and just 4% very poor to poor. The crop hurt by lingering drought in Montana, 46% of the crop currently rated very poor to poor there. But that number has been surpassed this week by Washington State, where drought is coming on strong, hurting the crop late in the year. 48% of Washington spring wheat currently rated very poor to poor.
Spring wheat condition rating for North Dakota, 64% good to excellent. South Dakota, 56% good to excellent. Minnesota, 90% good to excellent. Barley condition, 72% good to excellent in North Dakota, Minnesota at 90% good to excellent. As far as winter wheat harvested, South Dakota's only 55%, Nebraska 79%. National numbers for pasture and rangeland conditions, 45% good to excellent, 26% poor to very poor. This is Inside Agriculture. One more break, we'll be right back.